I do not know what they put in that nacho dip, but that stuff is good. You just have to try it, okay? I've been going back for seconds all night. Hey, are you alright? You're not enjoying the party? Your date stood you up? Oh man, I'm sorry. That honestly sucks. Listen though, that shouldn't stop you from having fun here, should it? Come on, don't let one girl ruin your night. Like they say, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Even plenty of fish in this little pond here. I mean, I'm straight, I think. But some of those hips out there. No? You sure? Well, I can't force you to have fun, but I can force you to put up with me and have some extra drinks. So I'm gonna go get us some more and we'll just sit here in the corner, wasting away like wallflowers. Nuh-uh, you have sealed your fate for tonight, mister. You put up with my snuttering while Jake dumped me, so I'm not leaving you alone when you need me. You don't need me? Come on, dude, you're sitting by yourself in the dark corner, sipping lukewarm beer. You need me. Honestly, you should just get laid with someone here to spider. Yeah, I'm serious. How about her? Not your type? Since when is that a problem for you guys? I thought you just kinda stick your, Alright, yeah, sorry. I get it. Bit of an overgeneralization, but, okay. What about her then? What do you mean she doesn't look like she's here for that? Are you serious? Let me tell you, every one of those girls grinding themselves against a guy is here for one thing only. They're drunk, they're horny, and they want to get laid just as much as you do. I mean, think about it. Grinding up against some sweaty, drunk guy's body isn't exactly fun. It's just about letting them know you're out there, you know? Me? Oh, come on, don't call me out like that. Yeah, I've had a few drinks myself. I don't, I'm not looking though, if that's what you're getting at. Yeah, right, so we're both not. You because you got stewed up, and me because, you know, I have my reasons. So what were you two planning to do anyways? Am I being too nosy again? I'm sorry, I can't back off if you want me to. I just kinda start blabbering when I'm drunk and... Oh, no way. You were gonna sleep over at hers? Oh, yeah, no, okay. I'm not allowing this, okay? Your house is like 3 miles away from here, dude. It's the middle of the night, you will catch a cold or get robbed or something terrible, and you have been drinking. No, no way, you can just sleep at my place. It's like 2 blocks down. Correction, actually, you will be sleeping at my place. If I have to, I will use violence against you. Yes, you know I can put your ass in a headlock. I'm kidding, but seriously, please, I don't want to see you get hurt. Because I'm your friend, that's why. I've got your back when dumb stuff happens like this. Oh, but if you're coming over to my place, no other girls. No, not like that. I didn't mean it like as being possessive or anything. I just don't want to hear moaning and humping coming from the guest room. Sheesh, a girl's nice enough to invite you to her home and you immediately think of getting laid? And you were giving me shit earlier for being a little tipsy. Yeah, I think you're right. People are leaving and it does seem like the party's dying down. I'll go say goodbye to some people. You meet me outside, okay? It's just a short walk. God damn, it's cold. Can't wait to snuggle up under a blanket with that heater on. Your jacket? Oh, you don't actually have But yeah, thank you. Has anyone ever told you that you smell really nice? Oh, well, I kind of immediately regret saying that. Thank you, yes, the alcohol. Oh god, please just forget I said anything. It's just your jacket, that's all. I'm not usually subjected to this much of your scent, I guess. It's nice, okay? The cologne you wear. End of discussion. We're here anyway, so just take your coat back and shut up, alright? I'm just awkward because I'm dumb. The guest room's upstairs, just next to the main bedroom. Just go ahead and leave your stuff here, get changed, and crawl into bed. I'll turn on the heating and join you in a second. Join you in sleeping? You idiot, not in bed. I can see you smiling, you know. I know what that means, so stop laughing, go and get changed. Hey, psst. You still awake? I thought I'd check up on you before bed. You got everything you need? Blankets, pillows, a nightlight? Maybe you'd like a little stuffed animal to cuddle, and a little story to put you to bed. Me? Oh, come on, you can't be serious. I'm tipsy, I'm tired, and I know teasing me is somehow the funniest thing in the entire world, but... Stop saying that, come on. You want to cuddle with me? Why? What does that even mean? Like, is it code word for something? Like, I know what it means, it's just, we're friends, right? Just friends? I guess if it's comforting to you, I don't really mind. Just, stay still during the night, okay? And no snoring, or I will happily kick you in your spleen or your kidney, whatever I have quicker access to. What? Yeah, of course you can touch me. How the hell are we gonna cuddle if you don't? Alright, arm around there, and just give me your hand. Now, just slide your leg between... Okay, I think that was your knee against mine. You can be rough with me. I know how that sounded, and no, I'm not taking it back. You've got your crotch up against my ass, and I'm not allowed to make a sex joke? Come on. Aw, don't slide away. I'm only kidding. Okay, I'll behave. No more sex jokes from now on. Promise. I'm sorry, Mother Teresa, for I have sinned tonight. What do you mean that's not your issue? You? Oh, I get it. Hey, good on you. That means it still works while you're drunk, right? Plus, it's kind of a compliment to me, if anything. You can slide back. Yeah, I know I'm gonna feel your thang, but... What? You think I'm innocent and never felt a dick pressed up against my ass before? I'm a big girl. You don't need to worry about me, okay? You're, really hard. When was the last time you... A week? You were probably saving it all up for her, weren't you? And then she just... Dance you up out of nowhere. And now you're this hard with no relief. That's gotta be excruciating, having all of that pent-up stuff in there. I guess pushing it up against my butt doesn't help. I could, help you vent more than just your feelings. Would you want that? No, don't move. Let me just turn around and face you. Just stop me whenever, okay? I'm just gonna slowly slide my hands down your chest, down your stomach, all the way down to your waistband and underneath it. I can feel your heartbeat down there. Shit, you are big. She is most definitely missing out. Close your eyes. Let me just take care of things, alright? Just do not think about her or the party or anything. Just focus on my hands sliding up and down your cock. You like when I squeeze your tap? Something down here seems to like it a lot, at least. Oh, Jesus, that is a lot of pre-cum so soon. How long were you tenting before I backed up against you? Do you, always leak like this? Right, sorry. Holding back for a weak thing. So it's not just your scent that's good. Fuck. You taste amazing. You know, I could, instead of using my hands, I could suck your cock. Yeah. Oh, that was a very eager, yeah. And to think you were trying to hide this thing from me. I'm sure you won't mind me slowly kissing down your body to get to it. It really is big up close. Bigger than I'd imagine. Fuck, who knew that my best friend was walking around with this thing in his pants the whole time and never even let me have a taste? All that changes tonight, at least. Get it all wet with my spit. Oh my god. Holy hell. You taste even better than I thought. I wonder if your cum tastes just as good. Yeah, I guess I kind of like sucking a cock. Especially one that's so nice like this. I assure you, I like many more kinds of things. So, very naughty. You're getting pretty into it, huh? You're starting to push your hips forward a little like that. So what feels better, when I suck it in general, or when I add my tongue against the underside too? Alright, alright. You just hold on a little longer for me, cowboy. He's picking up. Fine, go ahead and use my throat. I promised I'd relieve all that tension, didn't I? Your balls are tensing up. Are you close? I can feel your cock throbbing in my mouth. Give me a okay, baby. Show that slut what she's missing out on and paint my mouth white. That was a lot. My God, there was so much. It's coated the inside of my mouth. I swallowed down so much, and there's still some leaking out. Oh, there we go. All cleaned up. How is your best friend's mouth then? Yeah. Are you a little less pent up now? You don't need to thank me at all. I got more than a mouthful of cum as a thank you. And I'm pretty sure I heard you grunt and moan my name a few times. How about, as thank you, we continue cuddling for a bit? Oh, you're quite snuggly. You want to know what I meant when liking someone else too? How about I tell you tomorrow? Who knows what'll happen the rest of the night? Let's just think about the now. We're both drunk, tired, and at least one of us is empty. So let's leave all the worrying about who loves who for tomorrow and